before the ultimatum was issued, government had already set about to address some of the concerns that organized labor raised in the aftermath of the increases. That a few days after the increments were announced, His Excellency Vice President Emisa Atta convened a meeting of all stakeholders, at which meeting fruitful deliberations took place. Out of the deliberations came the suggestion to form a technical working group to study some of the recommendations that have been put on the table. Some of the recommendations, like the kicking in of the automatic price adjustment formula, came up strongly, and the committee was tasked with presenting a report on how these measures could be implemented. President Mama also indicated that the committee had been tasked to present a preliminary report as quickly as possible, and government looks forward that sometime this week that report will be made available, based upon which some actions could be taken. So I would reiterate the position of President Mahama, that whereas government appreciates the concerns that have been expressed by all interest groups, organized labor, the Association of Ghana Industries, private sector people, and indeed Ghanaians, we believe that it is important for the committee to be allowed to do its work, based on which government can then take any further action. The government has tried very much to engage organized labor. Indeed, the very notion of improving upon the welfare of public sector workers must be appreciated. That is why the government rolled out the single spine salary pay policy as a way of encouraging public sector workers to give up their best and also improving their conditions of service. Organized labor, and indeed public sector workers of various forms, have in the last few years embarked on industrial action as a way of putting across some grievances. The government indeed acknowledges their right to embark on such industrial actions. Nonetheless, government would urge restraint on their part. And indeed, we have noted that the last few days, some of the rhetoric that has come out from some leaders of labor groups who are on strike have left much to be desired, and government would urge them to tone down on the rhetoric and also cut back on some of the personal attacks that have been launched at some government officials who are involved in the processes leading up to the resolution of some of these matters. Belligerent rhetoric is not the way to go. It is important that we all meet at the negotiation table, because even the most intractable conflicts at the end of the day are resolved around the negotiation table and not through a war of words. So government calls for restraint, even as it moves to address the concerns that have been expressed.